From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Carly Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Windham's 10-year-old contract with Mid-Hudson Cable will expire in 2 weeks. Windham Town Board member Ian Peters said, and I quote, "This is an agreement between the town and Mid-Hudson where we lay out what we expect from them and what they expect from us. They want a 15-year license to operate in our town. That's longer than the current agreement," end quote. Mid-Hudson Chief Engineer David Finger said in a recent town board meeting that Mid-Hudson Cable has reasons to increase the term of the franchise contract, including the ability to borrow money at a lower rate and to justify upgrades. In exchange, the town can negotiate to lower the thresholds for broadband expansion, Peters said. He said, and I quote, "A lot of places beyond the Route 23 main corridor are not covered," end quote. Once an agreement is reached, it could take up to 1 year to get utility pole attachment licenses, then an additional 1 to 2 months for construction, Finger said. Peters and Finger hope to meet this week and discuss the agreement further, setting into motion the public hearing process. Peters said, and I quote, "Once we hear from the public, then we'll be able to vote," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola will soon decide if he will seek the Republican nomination to succeed Kathy Marchione in the state Senate. Marola said, and I quote, "I'm definitely entertaining the idea right now. I never thought about being a senator until Kathy Marchione decided she didn't want to be in the mix," end quote. Marchione suddenly announced her intention to retire April 26. Marola said he is debating whether the job is the right fit for him and if he wants to represent a four-county area. He has served as county clerk since 1998. For nearly 10 years, the 43rd Senate District, which includes Columbia County and parts of Rensselaer, Washington, and Saratoga counties, has been represented by senators from Saratoga County. The last senator from Rensselaer County was Republican Joe Bruno. Marola said he intends to make his decision before the Rensselaer County Republican Executive Committee meets May 5th. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Associated Press and Bill Williams with WCTW-FM are reporting that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced April 30th New York State will spend more than $100 million on repaving and repairing state-owned roads this year. Cuomo said the money will be used for 84 projects and renew nearly 1,000 lane miles of pavement statewide. Nearly $300 million has already been committed for repaving projects, with an additional $65 million in state funds set aside for extreme weather recovery projects for locally owned roads. Approximately $11.4 million has been committed to projects in the Capital Region, including $1.5 million to resurface Route 9 from the Hudson City line to Route 82 in Columbia County, and $1.5 million to resurface Route 42 from near the line between Greene and Ulster counties to the bridge over Schoharie Creek in Greene County. The projects will begin in the summer and last into the fall. You can read the stories in the Daily Freeman and at 985thecat.iheart.com. And finally, Chris McKenna is reporting for The Fray. U.S. Representative John Faso has been ranked 18th in bipartisanship out of 435 House members in an annual rating of how often they co-sponsor bills and attract opposite party co-sponsors for their own bills. The bipartisan index is calculated each year by the Lugar Center, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank founded by retired Republican Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana and Georgetown University's McCourt School of Public Policy. The 2017 edition of the index was released May 1st. Faso said in a press release, and I quote, "Working with my colleagues across the aisle is the most effective way to tackle the issues that will help New York families and businesses," end quote. While the highest score on the bipartisan index went to Colin Peterson, a Minnesota Democrat, all but four of the 20 highest scoring House members on the list were Republicans. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today, and the temperature high will be near 85 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 84 degrees. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 2 a.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy Thursday night with a temperature low around 64 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 7 a.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 76 degrees. And for Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., then a slight chance of showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 28 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.